Halachah Truma Perek Yud Mishnah Zion Zeifei Chulin Shakar Shanim Zeifei Truma. Somebody who pickled olives of Chulin together with olives of Truma. He put both olives of Chulin and olives of Truma in a jar, and he pickled them in salt water. Pitzuei Chulin im Pitzuei Truma. Pitzuei Chulin im Shleimei Truma Obamei Truma Asa. If the olives of Chulin were crushed olives, whether they were pickled together with crushed olives of Truma, or whether they were pickled with whole olives of Truma, or even if they weren't pickled with olives of Truma at all, but they were pickled in water that was used to pickle olives of Truma. In all these cases, the crushed olives of Chulin would be forbidden to a non-Kohen. As crushed olives of Chulin that is pickled together with olives of Truma, or even with water that was used to pickle olives of Truma, the olives of Chulin would absorb flavor from the olives of Truma or from the water that was used to pickle olives of Truma. And since it had flavor from the olives of Truma, it would be forbidden to a non-Kohen. Avo Shleimei Chulin and Pitzuei Truma Mutter. But if the olives of Chulin that were pickled together with the olives of Truma were whole olives, you pickled whole olives of Chulin together with crushed olives of Truma, in such a case, the olives of Chulin would be mutter. They would be permitted to a non-Kohen. The reason being is that only crushed olives would absorb flavor from the olives of Truma that it was pickled with. But if the olives of Chulin were whole, they would not absorb flavor from the olives of Truma, and therefore, even though they were pickled together with crushed olives of Truma, they would be permitted to a non-Kohen. Somebody who pickled a non-kosher fish in a vessel that contained many kosher fish. Call Garab Shu Machzik Sasan. Anytime you have a vessel that contains two saw of kosher fish, and you put in a non-kosher fish in that vessel, and you pickled it together with the kosher fish. In Yeshbo Mishko Asar Zuz B'Yehuda, Shein Chamei Slon B'Golo, Dak Tamei Siro Asar. If the amount of brine of non-kosher fish that you put into the kli that contains two saw of kosher fish was the amount of 10 zuz in Yehuda, which is the amount of 5 slum in Golo, and the weights in Yehuda were double the weights in Golo, so therefore the weight in Yehuda is different than the weight in Golo. If that's the amount of the brine of non-kosher fish that's in this vessel, in such a case, it would cause the brine of the kosher fish to be forbidden. Even though the amount of brine of non-kosher fish is minuscule, it's only 1 in 960, even so it would give flavor to the brine of the kosher fish, and the brine of the kosher fish would be forbidden. But if the amount of brine of non-kosher fish is less than 1 in 960, in such a case it would not give flavor to the brine of the kosher fish, and the brine of the kosher fish would be permitted. Now, even though normally Isurim are batel b'shishim, meaning if you cook or pickle a non-kosher food together with the kosher food, if there's 60 times the amount of the kosher food connected to the non-kosher food, it would be permitted. But in this case, we are more stringent, since brine gives a very strong flavor. So it's not enough to have 60 times the amount of the brine of kosher fish connected to the non-kosher fish. Instead, the brine of the non-kosher fish would have to be less than 1 in 960 for the brine to be permitted. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer Rabiyah Bisasan. Rabbi Yehuda is more lenient than the Tanakhama. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if you have two saw of kosher fish, and you have a Rabiyah of a lobe of the brine of non-kosher fish, then the brine would be prohibited. This is the amount of 1 in 192. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you have less than 1 in 192 of the brine of non-kosher fish, then it would not give flavor, and the brine would be permitted. Now, even though Rabbi Yehuda normally holds min b'mino in a bottle, meaning to say, if you cook or pickle a non-kosher item together with a kosher item, and both the non-kosher item and kosher item are the same type of food, the non-kosher item would not be bottled no matter how minuscule it is. Even so, in this case, Rabbi Yehuda holds the brine of the non-kosher fish would be bottled if it's less than 1 in 192. The reason for that is that the brine of a non-kosher fish is not usher min haTorah. And min haTorah, the brine is not considered food at all. It's only zeah ba'alma. It's only residue. It's only asur mid'rabbanan. So since the brine of non-kosher fish is only asur mid'rabbanan, even though Rabbi Yehuda normally holds min b'mino eino batel, when you pickle two of the same types of food together, if one of the foods is non-kosher, it would not be batel, no matter how minuscule it is. But in this case, since the brine is only asur mid'rabbanan, it would be batel if it's less than 1 in 192. But Rabbi Yossi, Aymer, Echad, Meshisha, Aserpo. Rabbi Yossi is the most lenient of all. According to Rabbi Yossi, if the brine of the non-kosher fish is 1/16 the amount of the brine of the kosher fish, then the brine would be prohibited. But if the brine of the non-kosher fish is less than 1/16, the brine would be permitted.